Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Aaj Sadguru Var ke din.
On the day of the Sadguru,
aap sab ki bahut sneh bhari,
carrying all of your very loving remembrances with myself,
jaise main vatan mein pahunch,
as I reach the subtle region,
to Baba to pehle se hi vatan mein bachchon ka bachchon ke saath bahut sundar milan bana rahe the.
I saw that Baba was already having a very beautiful meeting with the children. The children were very, very happy to see Baba. Through his drishti, Baba was giving children such blessings that was transforming each one's form. It was becoming very beautiful. After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said, "Come, child." I said, "Baba, all these children have reached the subtle region even before me." Baba saw just smile on hearing this, and he said, "From the time of Amrit Vela today, the children were having very sweet conversations, love-filled complaints, and sharing thoughts of their minds. They were having sweet spiritual conversations. And in response to these sweet conversations, the sweet complaints, in return, Baba is giving experiences to the children because they are the beloved ones. They are companions in every one of Baba's tasks. And then saw a very beautiful tower in front of me. Baba was also looking at it. And all the children also were looking at this tower. Looking at the tower, everyone started to say, "Baba, we want to go up onto the tower." So Baba said, "Why not?
उस टावर के टॉप पर खड़े होकर
यू चिल्ड्रन सारे विश्व हैव टू स्टैंड अप ऑन द टॉप ऑफ द टावर एंड गिव सकाश टू द एंटायर वर्ल्ड
टॉप पर एक लिखा हुआ था
ऑन द टॉप ऑफ द टावर वाज रिटन ऑन वन साइड ऑफ द टावर वाज रिटन
दक्षता का साधन
द मींस टू ग्लोरीफाई द फादर रिवील द फादर ऑन अनदर साइड वाज रिटन
के भावनाओं का फल देना
To give the fruit of the return of the love of souls of the world. And the third side of the tower was written to fill the Brahmin family with zeal and enthusiasm. And in the fourth corner was written to become the support for the Brahmin family. Baba said, "Okay, children, go ahead." And as everyone tried to climb the tower, they saw that there were three ways to go up. On the ground level was written the determined and powerful thought. And the second step, after they took the second step, was written be free from all waste. So as they go further and further ahead,
कई बच्चे क्या करते हैं क्यों क्या
some children start to get involved in why what and how
उनको लगता है ऊपर नीचे हो रहा है
and they start to feel that the ground level of the tower is shaking a lot as they move ahead another section of the tower was written
बाप जो श्रीमत जैसी देते हैं उसी स्वरूप में उसी को समझ करके उसका अपने जीवन में धारण और
इम्बाइब and to follow Baba Srimad as Baba shares it with us. Many children listen to Baba Srimad, but they don't understand the real meaning of it. They mix in their own dictates of their own mind, and so such children are not able to progress. And on the third level of the Tao was written, become the total embodiment of all of the virtues and powers received from the Father. So there were these three ways to get to the tower. There were very few who were able to get by the first level, first way. Baba then held on to all the children's hands, and the children became carefree and they were able to fly ahead, and they were able to go on to the second level. On the second level, some of the children start thinking, Baba, I'm so powerful, I can do this and that. Baba then explained, when the children start to have that consciousness of I can do everything, then they're not able to fully follow Baba Srimad. Baba is the one to carry out every task. We are just the instruments. Baba has carried out through us. Baba then made the children realize this, and then they were able to move ahead, fly ahead to the third level. On the third level, the children's image, the angelic image, the deity image was visible. But then some children start to compare themselves with each other. This one's form is very beautiful, mine isn't so much. Or this one's crown is so big, mine is not so much. So when they start to compare themselves with each other, then it's as though they fall down to the lower level. Baba then said, Baba has given everything to each one equally, so do not compare yourselves with anyone. Baba wants to make you those powerful deities, those beloved deities with all the powers. So when they stabilize themselves in that correct stage, they're able to go to the top of the tower. So Baba was there on the top, and so much light starts to spread from the top of the tower, and souls of the world start to feel that someone is empowering us. And then some of the weak Brahmins also come to zeal and enthusiasm when they receive this light and might. Baba then said, time is now telling you children to glorify the Father, and for that you have to make your thoughts so powerful, so elevated, so clean and clear. Only emerge such thoughts so that your stage is powerful. On one hand you have service of the world, on the other side you have service of Brahmin souls too, so this has to carry on simultaneously, pay attention to both sides. Fill Brahmins with zeal and enthusiasm, help them to progress, and then you'll be able to easily glorify or reveal the Father, and your task will be completed. The fortress of the Brahmin family will become so strong that Maya will not dare to enter this fortress. Baba was giving a lot of love to the children. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba also then fed the bhog to all the children. I then told Baba, many, many brothers and sisters have come and they've shared remembrances for Baba, they've shared their elevated thoughts for bhog. So whoever sent elevated thoughts, pure thoughts for the bhog, Baba emerged all of them in the subtle region. Baba had a flower in his hand, and as Baba raised that hand, that flower up, a petal reached each one, each child, in the form of a blessing. So no matter whom you offered bhog for, whichever soul you've offered bhog for, that soul will definitely receive power and cooperation. and whichever souls have gone on, whatever task they are engaged in, whether they are here or in the next form, they will definitely share their attainments with many others. Baba emerged all the souls for whom bhog was offered. Baba gave drishti to everyone and Baba fed them the bhog, and the souls were very, very pleased. It's as though those souls were feeling very full and complete. Baba then gave remembrances to all of you and I returned. Om Shanti.